MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 2, 2025. The state has announced a new high school graduation framework, and a Gloucester bakery will be reopening after critters were spotted at night. Rain, breezy, near 40. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8.07 a.m. and 8.43 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Governor Mara Healey has rolled out a new high school graduation framework to replace the MCAS exam, which was voted out as a requirement for a diploma, but the state's largest teachers union said the plan defies the will of the voters. Under the changes, unveiled Monday, high schoolers would take end-of-course tests that would be designed, administered, and scored by state education officials to gauge students' progress. Students wouldn't be required to pass the test to graduate, but they must demonstrate a mastery of the course. The recommendation was included in a report released by a 31-member panel created by Healey earlier this year to consider new graduation standards after voters rejected the MCAS mandate in the November elections. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times videos posted to Facebook showing rodents scurrying around the floor and in cases of Jim's Bagel and Bake Shop on Railroad Avenue at night after the business was closed drew hundreds of comments and the attention of the city's health inspector over the weekend. The retail and wholesale bakery and coffee shop was closed Monday by the owner for a deep cleaning after two videos, one dated Saturday, November 29, around 9 p.m., and another dated Sunday, November 30, drew hundreds of comments, some criticizing the business, others saying it's an issue at other food establishments in the city. The health department is quoted as saying, "The health department is actively working with the business to complete corrective measures and confirm that food safety measures are fully met before reopening. Our priority is protecting public health and maintaining the safety of Gloucester's food establishments." More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Salem News reports a Superior Court judge denied a request from a former teacher accused of sexually assaulting a dozen young girls to stop wearing an electronic monitoring device while he awaits trial. An attorney for 38-year-old Daniel Hakim of North Andover recently filed a motion requesting his release from his GPS electronic monitoring anklet, a condition of his $200,000 bail. He is also ordered to stay away and not contact any victims or witnesses in the case. Hakim, a former Salem teacher, was ordered to wear the GPS device after his initial arraignment on June 16, 2022. He is accused of sexually assaulting a dozen girls between the ages of 6 and 8 while working as a teacher at the Saltonstall School in Salem. He's charged with 36 counts of child rape and indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. A summer 2025 trial date was previously scheduled but then postponed. A new trial date has not yet been set. And Zach Laird writes on itemlive.com, Town of Nahant is urging community members to change their OnSolve Code Red password after a nationwide cyber attack against the emergency system has exposed user data. The town emphasized in the statement that the attack was against the Code Red system rather than on the town itself, though it's still asking residents to be cautious. According to the town statement on Facebook, a data breach experienced by the OnSolve CodeBread system has exposed user data, including phone numbers, email addresses, and passwords. OnSolve is investigating the cyber attack. Currently, the town is eyeing other options as a means to notify residents during emergencies. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, who looks on some several North Shore College winter sports teams, the Salem State men's basketball team beat LaSalle 83-72 last night. Omri Merriman of Lynn led the Vikings with 22 points. The Endicott women's basketball team lost to MIT last night 70-54, evening up their record at 4-4 on the season. The Salem State men's hockey team will host Fitchburg tonight at 7. The Vikings are at 2-5-1 overall. The Endicott College men's hockey team has a record of 4-1-1 so far. The Gulls will host Nichols on Thursday night at 7 p.m. And the Endicott men's basketball team is off to a 6-1 start this season. The Gulls will play at Regis College tonight. Gloucester's Marcus Montanino is the team's leading scorer, averaging 24 points per game. The Patriots beat the New York Giants last night in Monday Night Football, 33-15. It was the team's 10th win in a row. Patriots are now 11-2 on the season. Bruins and Celtics both off last night. Celtics host the Knicks tonight, and the Bruins will be playing in Detroit. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.